Gary Fuller, owner operator Acme Detection, had a general contractor business, included plumbing and electrical, and sometimes he would have to hire a leak detection service for his own customers. Well, he decided he could do a better job. So in 2003, he formed Acme Detection Service. I met him about a year ago because I had a slab leak, or at least I thought I had a slab leak, and he found something else. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, owner Gary Fuller.
Glad to be here.
You know, it's good to talk to you and not have to hire you. Nobody really wants to call you because when they do, they got problems.
Yeah, they get problems solved. So
they would say again,
they get their problems solved. So.
They get their problems solved. Well, this is true.
They call me. They give me money, but they typically are happy when I leave.
Well, I was so happy. I was oh, there's my alarm going off to call you. I was so happy and relieved, and it turned out it wasn't a slab leak, and we'll talk about that in a minute. What exactly do you do for a living, Gary?
Well, we solve puzzles, I guess would be the one way to put it. You arrive and there's a problem and nobody knows why. So, it's just puzzle solving, and then you're constantly you've got your envelope, shall we say. You got the meter, you got the house, you got the yard, sometimes accessory buildings, or if it's a commercial space, you got lots of stuff going on. And then it's about, you know, shrinking the envelope or cutting things in half, so to speak. So you find the meter, it's moving. And then, okay, I go here, I shut this off, I shut this off, I shut this off. What stops it? Okay, it's on this side of it. Can I shrink it down any? And then you just kind of keep whittling away at it.
Right. And I think on your card and maybe even your truck and your website, you have like a detective with a magnifying glass, so kind of like a Sherlock Holmes kind of character, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you're doing. Well, you know, let's just go to my place. I had a slab leak near my kitchen sink maybe 10 years ago, and my neighborhood is known for slab leaks, unfortunately. And then all of a sudden, I got this huge water bill out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And I shut the water off. I did some things that you might suggest to people in terms of shutting off the water meter and seeing if it's still running and seeing shut off the hot. Didn't you? I think you might have told me, if you have a leak in a pipe, it's usually the hot water line.
Yeah, slab leaks are almost always hot water.
Right. And if that was the case, one could keep their water heater shut off. And when it's shut off, it's not leaking. And then maybe you turn it on and take a shower. And then for the rest of the day, you could have water running and have no leak. But I wasn't so lucky. I thought, oh my goodness, there's the leaks in the cold water line.
Mm-hmm.
So you came out and yeah, you certainly did like a little overview. I think your fee structure is you give us how much time to come out
Hour and 40 minutes on site. It's like a 2-hour call, but then we've got some travel time. So my day is typically set up in 2-hour windows.
Okay. And so you give yourself an hour and 40 minutes to figure it out. And I think you figured mine out in about a half hour, and it was the most bizarre thing. Tell us about it.
Well, actually, it took a little longer than that. Yours should have been easier, but it was actually a leaking toilet, which I looked at, and it was so quiet. You know, you kind of get lazy sometimes. You look at toilets, and you know, there's nothing going on here. But I didn't put my mic on it, my microphone, which amplifies the sound. And if I put the mic on it, I would have heard it. And also typically you'll see a little water running in the bowl, but it was just one of these times where it was like silent and you couldn't really see it running into the bowl. So, I walked right past it. We actually turned everything off. We pumped air into the system thinking it was a slab leak, and then it started to bubble, in the tank, which was very loud and unmistakable. So We got it that way.
After you pulled something and injected air into the system, and that clearly, and I was shocked. First of all, it doubled my water bill, water usage, and the
Yes.
bill. And it's my master bathroom, so I'm sleeping, within earshot. And you get up to in the middle of the night. It's super quiet in the middle of the night. There was no sound. It was so bizarre. And I got very lucky, and the fix was, $12 for a
Yeah.
new
Cheaper
thing.
than a couple thousand to put a hole in the floor.
Right. And I was envisioning before you came out that you would be, walking around the house with something like you see guys on the beach in the sand looking for coins and jewelry, and you would be going through over my carpeting trying to find a leak. We didn't get that far. Do you, what would have been the next step if you didn't find the toilet? Do you have that kind of equipment to do that?
Yeah. So your house presents some issues because we're listening for bubbling since it wouldn't be a hot water slab leak, it would have been a cold water slab leak. So the only way to identify it would have been through bubbling if you couldn't actually hear the pipe leaking. And a lot of times if the leak is pointing up right against the slab, if I'm close to it. If I'm listening on tile or the concrete, I can a lot of times hear that. If it's pointing sideways or if it's pointing down, it becomes harder to hear.
And if you have carpeting, it's more difficult.
Exactly. That's one of the difficulties when you have wall to wall like at your house, and lots of furniture and stuff. Not that you're a hoarder, you got the average amount of furniture, but still, you've got to pull back some carpet, pull back some pad, because I'll be able to go, okay, I know it's in this room, but for in order for me to be like, oh, it's right here, I've got to listen on something hard like concrete. So we would have been moving couches, beds, whatever, pull the darn carpet back, and then listen on the actual surface of the concrete to say, okay, it's right here.
My guest is Gary Fuller, owner and started Acme Detection, which could also be known as Acme Leak Detection, but I'm sure he does a few other things that we can talk about. But Acme Leak Acme Detection, detecting leaks, water leaks. Gary Fuller, 805-565-5325, which spells 565 leak. Used to be a phone number for my urologist, but Gary bought the number from him. You could laugh. You got a silent laugh. I see you laughing.
He aged out. When he died, we got the number. I had to wait a while for that one,
Well, but
but.
the type of equipment, I mean, well, first of all, let's circle back. So I called you. That's a typical, is my call the most common call? Someone calls you and says, "Hey, my water usage doubled." I mean, what are the most common calls?
That would be it. That
That
would be exactly it.
that's pretty much it. And of the answers or solutions, since you've been in so many homes, there's a top two or three or four. I mean, you just kind of know where to look.
Well, I generally will. I talk to people and they say, I got a high water bill. And I say, do you know how to read your meter? And anybody that calls me, I usually give them some free time on the phone. Okay. I said, well, go out to the meter, tell me what you're looking at, and tell me if it's moving. And then they tell me, okay, it's moving or it's not moving. If it's not moving, then it becomes a little more difficult because, like a car mechanic, you can't fix it if it's not broke at that time, right? So those I typically say, well, I'm going to have to come out and really suss it out and see what's going on. But if it is leaking, I ask them to go find their house shut off, turn that off.
You
Okay,
mean
is it?
not if it's leaking, you mean if it's moving the
If
meter?
it's moving, if the meter is moving, then the leak is present.
Right.
And then I say, why don't you just bear with me, turn off the water in your house. And if they say, okay, but it stopped it, I say, well, go around, look at your toilets. I try to have people do that ahead of time. Or check your reverse osmosis or your water softener or something like that. And if they don't see anything, Shut off your water heater, see if that stops it, if you can tell if it's hot or it's cold. Because if turning off the water heater stops it, I know instantly it's a slab leak. There's nothing they're going to be able to do. I'm going to have to come find it. So I would say about 1 out of 10 phone calls, they don't need me. I can talk them through it on the phone.
Well, that's a good way to make a living.
There you go.
Goodwill.
Goodwill.
Goodwill hunting, Gary Fuller, Acme Detection, leaks. Yeah, that's very interesting. And of course, if you shut off the water to the house and the water meter stops. Wait, I was trying to figure out a
Yeah.
way to show you that the water is leaking between the water meter and the house, not in the house.
Well, it would keep going then. The
Yeah.
meter would keep going. And so then I would say, well, go around and check all your hose bibs, make sure they're all closed. And then
Amazing.
if it's not that, then it could be a sprinkler valve that's got an issue. Could be excessive pressure that will cause your sprinkler valves to fail, but people don't usually have a pressure gauge, so that's something that I have to come out and check for them. But high pressure will cause your sprinkler valves to fail.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I have two of those just in case one fails. I don't know how I ended up with two meters, but or two
Pressure regulators.
pressure regulator. So when you come out, do you have you mentioned you have your scope, you can add compressed air to the line, or you might have a scope to just listen. That is brilliant. I mean, if any doctor's listening, you can take out your stethoscope. What other type of equipment do you use?
Well, just very good microphones, and it depends on your ability level. I always there was a guy named Fritz that was the original American Leak Detection franchisee in Santa Barbara, and I think he moved to Hawaii. When he retired, and he was Fritz had to be into his 70s when he retired. He was a really super nice guy, hard worker. But he, well, I've got to say, probably one of the reasons I went into this business was I had a leak. I called Fritz, and he showed up. I don't know if his microphone was broken, but he had a stethoscope, and it was at a condo, and it was not an easy one. And he's listening, and he did it. I don't, he probably put air in, but he's listening on the ground with his stethoscope, and he said, it's right up, he's listening on the cabinet, and he says, it's about 12 inches back under the cabinet. And I was like, wow, how the heck did you do that with a stethoscope? And this was when I was doing plumbing, and the guys came in and jackhammered it, and sure enough, it was dead on. And I thought, God, this is just too easy. I gotta learn how to do this.
You know,
I've never been able to replicate that, but he was really good.
that's really a great story. My guest, Gary Fuller, owner Acme Detection, leaks, mold, some other stuff. But when I had a slab leak about 10, 15 years ago, water was coming. The reason why I knew it is I saw water coming out at the footing of my stucco. House right at the base where it meets the concrete, and that's right where my kitchen sink was. So I clearly had a leak. I could see the leak, and shut off the water, and had a couple of guys come by, and I demoed out everything under the sink, so I could expose this. I took out the framing, the wood, and you could looking at the slab, and I had some plumbers out, a couple of guys, and so put their head and their ear right on that slab, and you could hear the water.
Was it Leo?
Leo, the plumber, he was one of the two,
I think it was old Leo.
and he is amazing. And
Yeah.
he was out there, smoking his cigarettes, a real cool old time plumber.
That's Leo.
And he said, I said, so all you got to do is jackhammer. He said, I'm not convinced it's there. I'm not convinced it's there. And so instead of me calling you or someone I went ahead and hired the other plumber who said it was under the kitchen sink, and he demoed out all the slab, and Leo was right. It wasn't there, but it was about a foot away. And somehow they knew enough to cut about, a 6 inch by 6 inch square, about a foot away from the flooring of the kitchen sink, and then, use their arms, and that's where the leak was. And they cut the pipe and they just replaced. So it was very inexpensive to repair. I was very lucky.
Yeah, Leo, I have had him tell me what to do before. He definitely knows what he's doing.
He does.
He's still plumbing. He's still going for a little while longer.
Well, but if I had thought about it, if I had a stethoscope, I probably would have been able to exactly see where it was, right?
You had a couple issues because it was right behind where the water comes into the wall. So you've got two competing noises. You've got the noise of the leak, and then what happens is you've got like water coming out of the leak, and in this instance, I'm guessing it was pointing up at the slab. So you hear the leak coming out of the pipe, which is pretty silent, but that water hitting the concrete is a pretty good noise. However, the water going through the pressure regulator and through bends in the pipe is also going to create a similar sort of a hissing sound. And since you had water, you had that line going up into the house and then back down within 3 feet of this, the noise of the hissing pipe connected to the slab where it came up behind the sink would have been competing with the other noise. So it would have been a little difficult. If you
I
hit
see.
bubbles, then you would have only been hearing the bubbles, and that's kind of the nice thing about that. But it still would have been a little difficult. I got to give props to Leo. He's pretty good. He
He's
is
pretty
his
good.
for just having his ear.
He's a human detector.
There you
My
go.
guest is Acme Detection, Gary Fuller. You have a slab leak or concerns about water intrusion, 805-565 leak. 565-5325. I ended up getting a flume, which just is, you just buy it, and the Goleta Water District actually reimbursed me, and because they had some kind of program, they still might, and just self-installed it, and it hooks up to something in my house, and I can get alerts on my phone if, for water use, and it works. Now they're going to switch over to electronic meters, and that won't be
That's
good
right.
anymore. And they told me that if I had a plumber, I could add a second meter like a foot away and continue to use it. Or my option is to get a Moen that would install at the house. I've got to hire a plumber and you need power. What do you think about the Moen?
Well, you basically said the differences. The flume is a battery-powered device. Batteries last about a year or a little more. You can actually get rechargeables and swap them out, or just buy new ones. I think it's $22 for a battery pack. But they're kind of a local company. They're out of San Luis Obispo, and it rubber bands on the meter itself, and it reads the mag. There's a magnet inside the wheel on the meter, and it reads that magnet spinning. But they do not work with the newer digital meters, unfortunately. The flume is a different product. It has a flow meter
Wait,
into it. It's
you don't mean the flume, you mean the Moen?
sorry, the Moen. Moen Flow. The Moen Flow, FLO, I believe, it's kind of like a valve. It's like an electronic valve that you can open and close it with the app on your phone, or you can do it yourself with an Allen head anyway. And it reads, I believe it uses ultrasonic to read water flow. You can program it to actually shut off and do a pressure test. And so it can find very, very small leaks, and it can alert you to the tiniest leaks. But it's an actual valve. You've got to do some copper work. Your plumber's going to have to sweat some stuff on there. You're also going to have to get power to it. They may have a solar thing for it, but typically you have to tie it into 110. And I think they're about twice as expensive.
Anyway, the
They're
flume was pretty expensive. I'm not sure. They might be.
Now they're 200 versus about 400.
Yeah, the Flume was more than 200. I think the price went up, but yeah, I think the
it?
Flume
Okay.
is about 400 range, 450. Acme Detection, 805-565-5325, 805-565 leak. You know, I'm tempted to buy a Moen and have it installed. The Flume is working. The only advantage of the Flume is that it tells you if you have a leak between the house and the meter, whereas the Moen is just into the house. But the advantage of the Moen is you could shut it off remotely. So that works good. All right. Well, Gary Fuller, Acme Detection, you're a good man. Good job. I think we covered everything on the list. Hopefully, no one will have to call you ever. You should be like the Maytag repairman, but you're not. People need to check out leaks.
Nope, we're an
Anything?
aging infrastructure here in Santa Barbara.
Right. Is there anything I forgot to ask you that you just want to wrap up in a short bit?
I think that's I think that's fine. We could, well, I'll think about it. I'll think of if there's more stuff we can include anyway,
Okay.
but we'll go to break.
We'll always talk again anytime. You're always welcome to join me. I appreciate your business, your work ethic, and everything else. Acme Detection, Gary Fuller, 805-565 leak. Gary, good talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. Bye for now. You're listening to Mark Scheinman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.